The Alaska Senate voted to pass its version of the state operating budget yesterday, taking lawmakers one step closer to a final agreement for the year. The budget is the first in the state's history that would draw from Alaska Permanent Fund earnings to pay for government services. The Senate voted 13-7 to pass the budget after a sometimes charged debate. The final version did not include steep budget cuts the Republican majority had discussed last year. Eagle River Republican Anna McKinnon choked up as she called on her fellow lawmakers to compromise.
The people of Alaska expect us to come together. The people of Alaska are divided. If we cannot unite around a position at this point in our history, they are confused.
The Senate bill calls for $4.2 billion in state spending. 4 out of 10 of those dollars would come from permanent fund earnings. It also sets permanent fund dividends at $1,600, which lines up with the House's budget bill. That's a significant cut from what the PFD would be under current law. Anchorage Democrat Berta Gardner says the budget is unbalanced, and lawmakers have once again ducked hard choices on finding new sources of revenue.
This body in this budget is relying on our savings accounts and dividend reductions. And that's not a fiscal plan. It's a permanent fund only plan.
But Bethel Democrat Lyman Hoffman, who caucuses with the Republican majority, defended the budget.
It does provide services that Alaskans have grown to depend upon. Everyone is not pleased. And my friend and co-chairman, when I was in the House of Representatives, Ron Larson said, if not everyone is happy, then maybe we've done a good job.
The Senate's bill also doesn't include education funding. The Senate has proposed $1.25 billion for school funding in a separate bill. The budget will now go to a conference committee to resolve differences between the House and the Senate.